I'm Celeste Headlee. This is On Second Thought. One of Shakespeare's most famous works has attracted the creative attention of a unique theater troupe here in Atlanta.
By fire and by water, between the earth and sky, we stand like the world tree rooted deep, ground high.
The Fern Theater will stage King Lear this weekend, but it has a twist. The production features women in roles that were written for men. That's a reversal that actress Jennifer Acker is pretty proud of. She plays two male characters in Fern's production, and she's my guest this morning. Thanks for joining us, Jennifer.
Good morning, Celeste.
What roles do you play?
I play Edmund and Oswald.
Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about that in a moment, but let's also welcome Tim McDonough. He's chair of the Theater Studies Program at Emory University. Hi, Tim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. And you cast an all-male production, correct?
That's right, which is the original practice of Shakespeare.
And, right. But that was because it was unseemly for women to get on stage. Wasn't that the original reason?
That was the original reason, yes. It was considered an immoral profession for women to appear on stage. And so young males, probably teenage boys, played female roles.
And Jennifer, I doubt you would think of yourself as being immoral or unseemly.
Well, depends on the day.
So I want to play first a comment about, I guess, the most obvious reason or clear reason why one might want to do this. This is Jessica Fern Hunt. She's co-creative director of the Fern Theater.
There just aren't a lot of roles for women in Shakespeare. Every Shakespeare play has between two and four women. And Atlanta has so many wonderfully talented classical actors, female actors, and I wanted to explore the Shakespearean text with all female voices.
So that's clear. It gives women more chances to play. What other reasons do you think, Jennifer, there are, or what do you take away from it that's more than just having a role?
It's there's a hunger, I think, that does certainly come from roles that we are not typically allowed to play on stage or represent on stage. But there's a hunger of getting the opportunity to do this work. And so what comes to the table is a group of females who are all in all the time. And so the product, I believe, is really strong because we are so desperately creating with each other. And then another interesting sort of side effect that I didn't anticipate is the way the rehearsal room feels with all females. There is a kind of common understanding and a sensitivity almost that I haven't gotten in other processes that are more co-ed. It sort of harkens to women by the fire to me.
So, Tim, what do you take away, or what benefit is there, or deeper meaning maybe, when someone plays a role that's a gender that they were not born to? If you, in your case, cast a man to play a woman's role, or in Jennifer's case, you're a female playing a male's role, what difference does that make?
Well, in the modern age, it's just as liberating for a male to play a female role as it is the reverse. It's an opportunity to explore another perspective, another gender. We at Emory had done two productions of As You Like It in repertory, one all male, one all female. And what we discovered was that the basic differences were differences generated by person rather than gender. It's what different people bring to the role. There are gender-influenced kinds of choices, and it's really important to see women doing powerful speeches, women making decisions from a position of authority.
Let's hear a comment. This is from one of the audience members at the Fern Theater's all-female production of King Lear, named Maddie Lee.
These stories are about people, especially a play like Lear. It's not about gender. It's about people and aging. So it's interesting to see a female perspective on it when it's not a play about the battle of the sexes. It doesn't matter if there are men or women playing it. They're just human stories.
Which sounds like she is echoing what Tim just said. And Jennifer, do you come upon things that you feel were written for a man? I mean, are there things where you're like, oh, gee, I wonder how a male would say this? Is there language that you think is particularly male?
Very rarely. Very, very rarely. To echo exactly what Mandy and Tim said, we approached the work on Lear from a human perspective. Gender was almost an afterthought. And but occasionally you do get a line that just doesn't make sense. Like in Lear specifically, it's a father referring to his daughters. Well, we have a mother referring to her daughters. So every once and again, we take a little liberty with the text and we'll switch a gender or a pronoun here and there. But that was context-wise, nothing was specifically inherently male or female.
And certainly people have taken a lot of liberties with Shakespeare. My guests are Jennifer Acker, an actress in the Fern Theater's production of King Lear, and Tim McDonough chairs the theater studies program at Emory University. You know, Tim, the women in Shakespeare, although he wrote very well for women, there's great roles for women, there are lots of things they don't get to do, as you were kind of alluding to earlier. They don't get to lead armies for the most part. They don't get to be in what were traditional male roles of the time. I mean, he's writing in the Renaissance. I wonder what it would be like, and if you've ever considered what it would be like to just switch the genders completely and have the women play the men and vice versa.
Well, this is an interesting thought, and it's a question that comes up whenever you start to play with gender in Shakespeare. If you were going to cast a female Hamlet, should Ophelia then be a male or a woman? And what is it to watch a person go mad, as Ophelia does, if that person is male and we don't expect the same kind of traditional gender weaknesses and gender sensitivities and gender vulnerabilities in that character. But there are things to be discovered. For example, in the Lear production, which I was happy and privileged to see last evening, that Fern Theater is being put on, to watch a mother Lear curse her daughter's womb puts a particularly terrible perspective on it. This is one of the things that one might traditionally say, well, you know, that's a male perspective and how insensitive and so forth. But for a woman to curse her daughter's womb, now we are listening attentively to the horror of that particular speech.
We only have about 30 seconds left or so, Jennifer, but I wonder, where do you go from here? Is it possible then, do you think, for all Shakespeare plays to sort of open up the question of casting and gender when it comes to that? It doesn't have to be an all-female production, right?
Oh, I think absolutely. I think with the heritage of it being all male, it is so indicative that it doesn't actually matter who plays what gender. And I think the way Shakespeare should be moving forward is 50% representation of gender equality. And let's take that a step further to race and age and ability conscious casting as well.
Don't go crazy here now. That is Jennifer Acker. She's an actress in the all-female production of King Lear by the Fern Theater Company in Atlanta. Tim McDonough is chair of the Theater Studies Program at Emory University. Fern's production of King Lear runs through this weekend. You can get more information about the show at gpbnews.org. Tim and Jennifer, thank you both.
Thank you, Celeste.
Thank you, Celeste.